Hi, this is Steve. One of the things we do on The Cinephiles is what we call the play-by-play. This is the chronological journey through the film where we try to give you some sense of what is going on in the story. Often these include descriptions of life and death struggles, important decisions, emotional confrontations, true love, and sometimes true tragedy. In other words, the events of most films are, by necessity, pretty dramatic, and the play-by-play naturally reflects that. However, when it came to the remains of the day, the play-by-play was almost entirely devoid of drama. Where's the emotion in left-behind dustbins, the cleanliness of the alcove by the breakfast room, a book of sentimental love stories, or the words, "Yes, I'm perfectly all right," in response to a question of concern? And yet, despite the staid, intentionally professional exterior, the interior life of the characters in the remains of the day are as vibrant, emotionally complex, and ultimately tragic as just about any film we've covered. In the end, it's the incredible performances of Emma Thompson and Anthony Hopkins, the delicate direction of James Ivory, and Richard Robbins' gorgeous score that managed to convey a universe of emotion through actions so subtle as to be almost non-existent. So if you still haven't seen this brilliant film, you need to take a journey to cinephiles.net, where you can buy or stream Remains of the Day, along with every other film we've ever reviewed. And if you happen to support the show on patreon.com/thecinephiles, right now, you could be listening to a deep discussion on the recent revelations about Ray Fisher's experiences with Joss Whedon and Warner Brothers on the film Justice League. These are serious, complicated topics, and I even bring up some of my own experiences and how my perspective on these issues continues to evolve. So, that's Ray Fisher on Patreon and the conclusion of Remains of the Day this Friday on The Cinephiles.